Victime Paschali Laudes, Immolate Christi Oni, Agnus Redimit Oves, Christus Innocens Patri, Reconcilia Vit, peccatores. Mors et vita duello, conflixiri mirando, dux vitae mortuus regnat vivus. Dic nobis Maria, quid vidisti in via sepulchrum Christi viventis, et gloriam vidi resurgentis. Angelicos testes sudarium et vestes surrexit Christus spes mea, recedet suos in Galilea. Scimus Christum surrex ixe, amor tuis vere. Tu nobis victorex, miserere.
Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe. They were utterly amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he has told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Easter.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As can happen with so many different options, there is the gospel that I prepared has another piece to it that I will refer to now. In the gospel today, we run with three dearly beloved apostles. How well we can relate to each one of them. And this will be our task today as we live the resurrection inside our souls. The Easter season is a prolonged time for us to nourish our bodies, minds, souls, and spirits so that we can become more authentically Christian. And to be authentically Christian in a post-Christian society like ours, one needs the resurrection. As your pastor, I can say I'm very proud of all of you for the efforts you have put into living authentically these 7 weeks. We have walked together, placing our gifts and talents, so much time, before the Lord, and helping each other arrive to this very special time in the life of the church. I hope these brief and simple reflections from the readings will help you and your families live these precious days of Easter with a joy and a love of the gospel and the sacraments we have received in abundance inside this church. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary for open hearts to begin this walk with Jesus and the apostles to new places of light and love. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. I'll be the first to admit it isn't easy in our society to be constantly giving witness. Sometimes I just want to run away and hide. But the hound of heaven finds me in prayer and reassures me that he is with me and I should not be afraid. Have you found yourself avoiding the call? What we are living today is the power of Christ rising from the dead. We know this in our hearts. We know this to be true. We can write about it and talk about it. But witnessing, it requires careful meditation, allowing the Word of God to sink into our souls. Like you can't stop the tree from growing. Well, we shouldn't be able to stop what's inside of me coming out. Being commissioned to be an apostle of Jesus Christ today, whether I am called to be married, consecrated, or single, is the greatest gift God could give us. And yes, this includes the cross. There is no resurrection without dying first. We are called to die to ourselves in order to become better Christians. Jesus knows the depths of our hearts better than we know ourselves. Yet he loves us and strengthens those who fail him. How do you see your own failures in the light of this love and unfailing friendship? I would like to share with you something that happened on Holy Thursday in Rome. Pope Francis visited a woman's prison. Not uncommon for a pope to do this. Celebrating Mass, washing the feet of those 12 women from his wheelchair. No words can describe. It was the example of a shepherd going to be with his sheep. As he looked up at each one, you could see how touched they were to be cared for inside the liturgy of the Last Supper by the Vicar of Christ. Think of what is above and not what is on earth. The apostles were looking down. They were afraid and confused. No surprise there. We would have been the same. What is evident in the life of Paul is the hard work he put into his life as an apostle. The moment of his own resurrection ran through the veins of his body. We could say he was tireless in his efforts to make Jesus known. He wasn't afraid of fatigue, hunger, or persecution. He boldly proclaimed Jesus Christ in a society that didn't know him. Do you remember what he said in the Areopagus to the unknown God? What you therefore worship as unknown, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. Nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Paul preached the resurrection wherever he went. Today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to experience the resurrection. That's why we look up. He offers to shape us without coercion into his own likeness, and to free us from captivity. Where do you want most to experience that freedom in your life? So here's the part of the gospel that I am adding. You will know it well. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning because she loved him with her whole heart. Without life, without Christ, was inconceivable. She would not leave his side because of her love. She became the apostle to the apostles. Simon arrived first at the tomb because Peter knew his failings, doubts, and fears. And the only one who was going to lift him up out of the water was Jesus. Then the other disciple also went in, and he saw and he believed. Because John, from the very beginning, loved Jesus with his whole being. He was chosen to follow Jesus in a special way, and that mission was written in his gospel. John always believed. And you, the part that's not written, what liberating graces is God inviting you to receive this Easter? Conclusion. I once visited a state penitentiary in Louisiana called Angola. At the entrance of this very large compound, above the entrance, there was a notice, a sign that said, "Welcome to the land of new beginnings." Perhaps we can see inside our own prison the land of new beginnings. So be it this Easter for you and your families. Enlivened by the joy of our Easter, alleluia, we turn to our Heavenly Father.
That the church may manifest its tangible ways the truth of Christ's triumph over death, we pray to the Lord. That Christ risen from the dead will bless our country and free us from fear and falsehood, we pray to the Lord. That the newly baptized and confirmed will remain faithful to the church all the days of their life, we pray to the Lord. For the grace to persevere in living our Catholic faith, especially through fidelity to Sunday Mass and the sacraments, we pray to the Lord. For an increase of vocations to the priesthood and a consecrated life, especially for our diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That today's Mass is being offered for the people of the parish, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick and infirmed, and for their caregivers, that God in His mercy will draw close to them and raise them up, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those petitions we hold dear in our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of the faithful departed, that through our prayers and those of the Blessed Mother, they may join all the saints in heaven. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May their souls and souls of all the faithful departed.
Christ is risen. He is truly risen. Bless us, Father, with the assurance of your Son's risen presence in our lives. For Jesus is our Lord, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus in erat. Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus in erat. Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus in erat.